This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. And away we go. How are you all doing on this fine December day? You are with J. Lewis Mills on the level with J. Lewis Mills. I hope you all are having a great holiday season. I did miss you all last week. I took a bit of a trip up to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. First of all, when you want to talk about God's country, just the forest and the trees and the mountains, it's just such a beautiful place. I was fortunate enough to spend time in Vancouver as well as Maple Ridge, British Columbia. Very, very beautiful part of the country. So if you ever have a chance to make it out to Vancouver, I absolutely think that would be in your best interest. It's just a very beautiful town, very good food also, and the people are pretty nice as well. So I had a very good time. I had my first Cirque du Soleil experience. I went for my birthday. I was taken to see Curious. I guess this is the next chapter or the next episode of Cirque du Soleil. It was called Curious, and I got to tell you, you know, those performers, they really, really put in the work. You can tell everything was 100% spot on, and to go out there and do that day in and day out where it's basically immaculate, my hat is definitely off to them. I also, this week, I received a bit of bad news. I had a very, very dear family member of mine pass away. She did have a pretty significant battle with a medical issue she was dealing with. I can really say that she will be greatly missed. I have a lot of very, very good memories from my past that I will absolutely cherish. And it just, you know, when a situation like this happens, it takes a situation like this for, you know, just to really resonate and hit home with us sometimes. And that's just being, you never know when it's going to be time to say goodbye to anyone. So if you have ill feelings, if you have unresolved issues, you know, you definitely do want to bite the bullet, and you want to make sure that you are on an even playing field with everyone. You know, it's very easy to be upset or to dislike someone when they're here, but you know, once they're gone, you absolutely realize there was a lot of time that was missed because you just took time for granted. Now, luckily, I can say this family member that passed away, we were on very, very good terms. This is one of those family members that, in her own polite way, she would let me know when, you know, I was kind of going off the rails a little bit. So she will be absolutely missed. I did not speak to any of my other family members and let them know that I was going to be saying this. I didn't speak to any of her immediate family. So I think just out of respect for my family, I don't put a name to who I am speaking about. However, anyone that does know me and my family members that do hear this, you absolutely do know who I'm speaking about. And I can legitimately say that one of the angels that God did place on this planet, he called home to be with him once again. And yeah, she will be very, very missed. But again, like I said, I have a lot of great memories from my childhood, from my upbringing. And I can also say that I was blessed because she is one of the ones that I really wanted to see my show Heartbeat. So she had a chance to see it. She was absolutely a fan, told me how proud she was of me, and that meant a lot. So rest in peace, Miss Lady. I know that you've got Grammy and Granddaddy up there with you right now, so I know that you are in very good hands and you will be greatly missed. Okay, so this week's show, just a little bit of a backstory. My guest this week is Miss Cordelia Sagadlo, and she is joining us all the way from Germany. I came to know Miss Sagadlo because of another mutual friend that we have. Kind of an out-of-the-way type story, just how we all kind of got together. I believe it was 2015. I was at the Oscars gifting suite, and there was a delegation that came in from Germany. And one of the gentlemen that was in that party, you know, as soon as he walked in, he saw me, and he said he wanted to take a picture with me. I didn't know him. I didn't know if he knew who I was. So after that picture, you know, we gained a pretty good rapport. And I realized that the person that I had met would be someone that I would be an asset for me to befriend, because he is a very nice gentleman, very knowledgeable, and someone that I would be able to go to and bounce some ideas off of. So through his social media, me and Miss Sagadlo happened to, you know, we would like some of the same posts. And then I actually went to her page and I started looking at it and I started reading it. And I started reading and realizing that she is in a very, very unique walk of life. She is in a very unique profession. And so I wanted to wait until the time was right, and I wanted to have her on to have a conversation about what she does, about how she got into the practice she's gotten into, how she is received even. If you know anything about my show, you know I talk to just about anybody that does anything interesting, or sometimes I do bring the controversy to the table, but you know, that's not good all the time. Sometimes it's good to, you know, get a little soul food. It's good to get a little enrichment. And I definitely believe that Miss Cordelia will do that for us. So thank you, Miss Cordelia, for being here today. I hope all is well in the wonderful country of Germany. And if you wouldn't mind, I would like to know how you would explain the work that you do.
First of all, hi to you. Good evening. Nice to meet you in this show. I'm so happy and glad. And I think it's the right day today. You're absolutely right today to speak about some other things. And I saw that you're a little bit sad, and now I feel it too. So perhaps today we can solve this too for you, perhaps.
Thank you.
And
thank
I
you.
Think there are a lot of people outside there, a lot of people. We are at the last days before Christmas time, so it's a very special time. Yes, I'd like to tell you something about me, about my work. It's a dialogue between body, mind, and soul. me for myself, I like to assume that the person who comes with a request also brings the solution to it. So, okay, I have a practice in Germany and in Switzerland too, in Zurich. Even if he or she cannot see them right now, above all, my task is to help people, to help themselves.
Okay.
Since every human being is different, there's no role or no rule how this might look like. What you get from me and take with you depends on what you trust, what you want, and how deeply you want to look within yourself for the solution. So my help on the one hand, for example, in hypnosis, also in systemic setting up, it's also called family constellation too, or in a medial spiritual help. And it's about the transformation of blocking thinking, belief and behavioral patterns, and about working with the inner child. The opening of the heart, the competence in in transparent and nonviolent communication.
Yes.
And the inner awakening are in the foreground. And in this process of change, you can learn to differentiate yourself in a healthy way, to stand by you, and even to say no or yes without immediately getting a guilty conscience. And above all, you learn something about yourself.
And how long have you been doing this work for?
It's for a long time now. For me, it's about 15 years now.
Okay.
I've been working on my way, and I'm learning to do it every day again and again. And it all started with the birth of my youngest daughter. I felt called to something else. She will be in January 17, and she's an angel. Okay. I think, life grows, shines and shines. Life wants to expand and anchor and yet be flexible. And the whole nature of the earth is based on stability and flexibility, and human being is a part of nature.
Now, you spoke, Cordelia, in your explanation a little earlier. You spoke about the inner child, and I want to kind of touch on that a little bit with you. Can you give myself, as well as the listeners, your opinion on how strong the inner child is within us, even as we get older? The reason I ask that question is because I believe that a lot of life is just growing up, maturing, growing out of one, you know, thought pattern, growing into another one. You know, that to me, that's just the natural process of maturity. But I do believe that, you know, as children, you know, we are more clairvoyant than we are when we get older. However, I do think in some people that level of clairvoyant instinct, it doesn't fade in some as much as it does with others. So can you speak on your opinion of what you believe the inner child is in each one of us, and whether you believe that's a thing or whether that's not a relevant thing?
It's a very, very, very important thing, because it's always with you. Where does it start? It starts in the relationship with our parents. We come into the world as a completely helpless little creature. Everything we know is nothing. We can only feel. Everything is feeling. We are one feeling. And our mother gives us security and warm food. Very slowly we feel our way into this world, and here, and also long before that, during the time in the womb, we may have had unpleasant experiences that will accompany us throughout our life. and restlessness, the unhappiness of a mother transfers also directly to the unborn child. Here, too, everything is in resonance, in the good as in the bad. Although I do not want to persuade a mother to have a guilty conscience. On the contrary, I want us always to do courage to say everything I did or I did not do was in the best of thinking and feeling, and in that moment, my truth about right and wrong. My mother, for example, left me alone in the hospital when I was a very small child, about 4 years old, and I had a severe, what is called, pneumonia for my lungs.
Okay, pneumonia.
Yeah. And I also had my first near-death experience. So she thought I was well off with the sisters there and the medicine of the time.
Uh-huh.
And she could not have known it otherwise. Besides, she was not allowed to stay with me.
Because in the hospital, she wasn't allowed to stay with you?
Yeah. At this time, she has given up her responsibility. Unimaginable today, because families stay together because they finally know how important security and deep basic trust are for a child. But still, there are still situations that such a little kid just cannot handle. And all these experiences settle down like a thick layer.
Yes.
One over the other, over and over again.
Now, I don't want people to misunderstand what we're saying when we're talking about your inner child. This isn't a mental immaturity of thinking like a child, because I've known some very mature people that have been very in touch with their inner child. So I just want to make it clear, we are speaking of the inner being, the inner self. This is not a conversation about a 30-year-old person that still wants to watch Sesame Street. That's not what we're talking about.
No. That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, it would be all right for him too, but...
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Sesame Street, but I just wanted to make it clear to the listeners that because I don't want anybody to misconstrue us talking about the inner child, and we're talking about a level of maturity or immaturity. This is a spiritual, the inner being of a person.
This is a spiritual thinking. Yes, that's it. In my work, that's how I wanted to explain it. I have the opportunity to go deep into these events and solve them in a wonderful way. So we experience that make us what we are today. And here plays a great role forgiveness, together with the inner child again. Yes. A lot to look at, accept, to let go. And that's a wonderful experience with nothing to compare. That's my work.
Did you have any when you were a child? Well, when you were a child, as well as your upbringing into adolescence and then into adulthood, did you yourself ever have any clairvoyant experiences?
Oh, yes, I had a lot of... all through my life, I have those views, and I work with it, so that's for me, it's okay.
Yes. And how early, if you can remember back, how early was your first experience, and would you mind sharing that with me and my listeners?
Oh, I was a little child. I was about 6 or 7, and it's a feeling. You cannot explain it that much. It's a feeling. You feel it. That's all. That's emotion, and it's love. I live it like that. I live it in the form of love.
Is love the strongest sense? Is love the strongest emotion in your practice?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's the strongest one. And it's so important.
What made you want to do this type of work, Cordelia? What made you want to decide to go down this path as this being your profession?
You mean about my personal journey?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a long story, but we have time, I think.
Yes, yes.
Yes, I am born in October 1964.
Okay.
And anyone who meets me today hardly believes how much I got out of balance on my life. For many years, I have reacted and worked in the first place. My belief was you have to be down first to come up. So I was downstairs, and I had a victim role of the unloved child, the eternal conflict with my mother. The trigger for them had been to face my hypnotherapy that had groundbreaking effect.
Mm-hmm.
And all the painful old patterns were suddenly gone, as if by magic. And finally, I was able to let go of the mother theme and finally forgive and forgive her and me. And
was that a hard thing to do? Was it hard to let go and forgive?
At this time, yes, of course.
Okay.
Not today. Today I know it better. Mm-hmm. Today I say every day I forgive myself. Because I'm practicing the ancient Hawaiian doctrine. Ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono. You know this? You ever heard about this?
Yes, ma'am, I have actually.
Okay, so it's so easy. It's so easy. It's only some sentences to say for me. And you are what you are, and do not forget how others deal with you, what you are. You are alone. You are benchmark. You are the one who looks in the mirror daily, and you are the only one who loved, gives, trust, and open yourself. That alone makes you beautiful. And you alone are called to honor and to celebrate and preserve this beauty, no matter what has happened or is yet to come. And I cultivate it. I make it my nature. And I give again and again this love for me. Yes.
So
because I am the only one who has to look in the mirror every day until the end and nobody else. And so yeah. I say, sorry to me, I am sorry, and please forgive me. And I love you and I thank you. And please forgive me too.
So I believe my own personal belief is everything starts with self. Everything starts with number one. You are that number one. So if I'm hearing you and understanding you correctly, which I believe I am, your practice has to do with a lot of self-soul searching, a lot of self-realization, and a lot of acceptance of self. Is that a fair statement?
Yes, that's it. That's
okay.
It.
So is it difficult for you in your practice? Is it difficult for you to get people to just realize the absolute gems that they are? Like, do you have people that come to you that are so damaged that it almost takes your own energy because you see such a wonderful but, in a sense, such a damaged person in front of you?
Oh, yes. I see a lot of damage, as you call it. Yes. And it hurts me sometimes a lot. Really, mm-hmm. really. It's heartbreaking. But that's not my work, to be heartbreaked. My work is to help and to help them, and I'm there for them. So this healing involves the process that leads to the balance of the three levels. Of the three levels, what I said before, the body and mind and the soul. And I see my coaching and the therapy work as a kind of life and consciousness school that leads back to the authentic cure and deep healing on all three levels. And if you have increasingly inner peace, very much serenity. That's the key, serenity, and the associated well-being. Those are the results of this work. This can be measured. So as we have talked to each other another time, the topic came of the self-checks. That is also your self-responsibility. That's it, yes?
Yes.
Okay, you bring your car for inspection regularly?
Yes.
Your laundry, you clean your teeth?
Yes.
Also yourself, you have to have a kind of inspection for a valuable machine or a computer. You can call you like a computer too.
Yes.
Regular setups, maintenance, cleaning, checking. I don't know. It's very, very important. I don't know how to write words for it. Check also your thoughts regularly too.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts are everything. Yes.
Is there like you mentioned, you know, you get your car maintenance and you get your computer maintenance and, you know, you do these types of things with other, you know, with your car because you need your car to run. You do that with your computer because you need it to run. So usually people put themselves on some type of a schedule. You know, I've got to get my oil changed every 3,000 miles, every 5,000 miles. For this self-maintenance that you're talking about, in order to live the optimum of a healthy existence, is there a particular time period where you say you need to take a time out and do that self-check, like once every month, once every week, do it once every day, or does it really just depend on the person and the severity of their individual situation?
I think for everybody it's the same.
Okay. How often would you say to do something like to have that self-check?
Okay, it depends on how your mental emotions are too. But is it so difficult to ask yourself, how was I to myself? Or how did I treat myself first?
Yes.
Like others in a row. What is my thinking, my feeling? How do I feel in my, in my holiest place, in my body?
Mm-hmm.
And only here I'm really at home. And when I'm with me, I am full. I am not empty. I'm full, full of love, full of everything. I'm with me. So that's the most... That's the best you can do. What I am doing to make sure my body is always doing well every minute of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the doctor to check. Just make it yourself. Everything is also about my thoughts. They guide and influence me enormously. Everything I feel and think goes straight into my cells. So that's why dreams too are so incredibly important. Dreams, that's the stuff what holds you, and you can believe in everything you say.
Do you believe that a person's thoughts can cause physical illness, or the way a person thinks can cause some type of physical illness or ailment? Do you believe that the power of your thoughts and suggestions is so strong that it can affect you physically?
Yes, I think so. There are several pillars of healthy living. There's nutrition, of course. There's exercise, of course. Relaxation, good relationship. Okay. And what do you realize in your life? Is your body and your soul getting enough attention? And what does it feel like to observe all these aspects in your life? And see yourself in your mind's eye, living in complete happiness and contentment and peace. Live in the here and in the now, and you will discover no end of things that please you. And nourish your positive thoughts and feelings by taking time to de-stress yourself regularly. And that's why there are affirmations, and that's why you can go make a good work in meditation. And you will start to appreciate all the wonderful things in your life. And what's about the illness? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. I will give you a question. Perhaps it's a little bit sad too, but I went to a friend of mine some days ago.
Mm-hmm.
A client. He is in a hospice stay.
Okay.
It meant that he was recommended to go there because there somebody was looking after him and he was scared, and a lot of people were there, and I was scared because only 1 year ago he told me that he had lung cancer.
Oh no.
And what I knew was he refused to do chemo. You know what I mean?
Yes, chemotherapy. Yes, ma'am.
With chemotherapy, yes. And he said, I can do it alone, somehow. Those were his words. And this was a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my thoughts were very doubtful about this. And today I visited him. Today as I saw him.
Yes.
It was so much clear to me. It was a big, big gift. Not only that he showed me how to do it, he showed me how to do it without the chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So now he knows what he knows at this moment is that everything came from inside. That his illness is something from his life. And he decided to change everything. So you have to imagine he's like a light phenomenon. He's a good looking man in my age. Mm-hmm. Handsome, has full gray hair, clear, loving eyes. He does not look really sick, but he has fears, and he's not doing well. So he's very slim. His body is marked by weakness. But this weakness does not show his mind, not at all. For 2 years now, he's going this way. And for 2 years now, he knows about his illness, and everything changes from one day to the next. And he left his company and his family. He informed his family.
Mm-hmm.
And he's changing himself. He's working on himself every day. Every day he's here on God's earth, still he meditates, and he has lost his fears. He has actually dropped his fears. And his
body
tells
him. If he didn't have the mental and spiritual health that he has, do you think his physical health would be as good as it is at this point?
Absolutely, because everything what we are thinking, the bad thoughts.
Yes.
Also bad people, excuse me to say this, if you have bad friends.
Yes, bad influences.
It's not good. It goes into your cells, and you know what cells. Yes, cancer is everywhere. And we don't want to give, a nerve to grow.
Yes.
No, not at all. Not at all. So I'm very, very strong at this theme, and so I want to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to go away to a place where he's doing well. And he talked to his wife and explained everything to his son. It may be that he said, I do not live much longer. Maybe that's going very fast now. Okay, someone, it's called, sorry for that, a doctor gave him a drug. I do not want to say that, but he almost died of an overdose.
Oh, no.
And he vomited 4 weeks until all the poison was out, and he survived it. And what wants me to tell God with this? So it's not already my time to go. Yeah. Do not go yet. Live your life. Make the most of it as long as you can, and go ahead. Be brave. Be without fear. So, and I'm so proud, and I'm filled with deep, 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 yes, joy also. That life shows me how it really is, and that I have people in my life who reflect me and show me what to do. I never give up. And let first of all, don't be scared. Don't be scared.
Yes, yes. Don't now. Yeah, let's touch on that. As far as fear and fright, in your opinion, being scared of something, how much does that really affect you physically?
Yes, it sits down in all your cells and is like a demon. Do you call this? It's like a big animal.
A demon.
No. It's not. Yeah, a demon. Yeah. Yes, that's what I mean. That wants to fight you, just as your ego is such a wild animal too. That is always after you, determines you and your feelings. And by forgiving yourself, dismissing yourself from the role of the guilty party, you also dismiss all others from that role.
Let me pretend like or act like I'm one of your clients. I'm a new client of yours, and I come to you and I say, my whole life, whenever somebody says anything negative about me, I've got family members that tell me I can't be anything in life. I have friends that always put me down, and I'm always the butt of the jokes. I can never seem to advance in life. I don't know what to do. Can you help me? What are you going to say to me?
Yes, sure. Of course, we can make a lot of things. We can make family constellation, because in forgiven, you can solve so many things from your anchors. We can go into hypnosis, because hypnosis is very, very helpful. You can see your skills. You can go, yes, in forgiveness, your self-love. You can talk to your spirit guides. You can be in awareness. There are a lot of things. But that's the way it goes every day with a lot of clients of me, because I don't know what happened. Why parents are so... But I think because they couldn't do it in another way. They had the same problem, so they give it further on to every new generation.
You mean parents don't know how to parent, so they just pass on bad.
Yeah, they pass on. They pass on everything. And there must be a cut.
If I came to you and I was always in a depressed state,
I could give you a good energy. I could give you a good talk. I could give you so much. So, yes. It's a long way. Do you want to come?
How long do you usually have a client for? Like, is this an ongoing life journey, or does it ever come to a point where you say, you know, we really don't have any more of a journey? You are where you need to be.
How does that? If you feel that you have to talk to somebody, I usually can contact with him or her on my email, and I will write back. Also over wonderful thing WhatsApp, so I can give you a good coaching of writing, and it gives me a good time to react because I'm very booked. And you can think all about your questions anytime and in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I also make retreats where we can come together. So I'm planning to make a wonderful retreat in Spain on the island of Mallorca in May, this upcoming year.
Okay. How many people usually go on these retreats with you?
It also depends if it's a client who I long time know him,
mm-hmm.
For 2 weeks. Otherwise, it's 1 week. So we are almost 20 people.
Okay, so if it's somebody you've known for a long time, it's usually 2 weeks. But the standard with your clients, what you're saying, is usually a week?
It's a week, yes.
And this next retreat that you're doing, you have a total of 20 people?
Yes, and it's in May.
In May, okay. Mm-hmm. Now, is this like a... I've been to meditation retreats before. Would you say it was similar to that? Like, you all don't go to some resort island and go stay in a hotel and drink Mai Tais by the pool, do you? This isn't this is an actual retreat where you're going out and you're diving into self, and it's enriching, correct?
Yes, that's it. Okay. We are diving very, very deep. That's it. And that's why it takes a little bit longer. Okay, we are making meditation too. Mm-hmm. And of course, yoga too.
Yes.
No
cell phones allowed, right?
Yeah, true. Yes, that's okay. Right. Yes, that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do people, how do your clients find out about you? And as well as your retreats, how do you come into contact with people? Is it just a word of mouth thing, or how does that usually work for you?
Yes, it is. I normally now appears as Cordula, the angler of pearls, to the public.
Okay.
And because with me, you can go into the depth of your own being and discover your long hidden pearls. So I have a homepage is from here, from Germany, and I have a new one now, dangleofpearls.com, which hopefully will be ready on Christmas. I don't know.
Okay.
But I can give you my email address at first, and then everything. It's only some pictures, some information, better information, prices, and so on will be on the website. But first of all, it's very, very important to trust me, to know me, that we can talk with each other, mm-hmm. We can have a phone call or a conversation over email if you are here is wanted.
Yeah, any links or email addresses that you would like from anything that you want me to put up when our show goes into the archive, I can put up different links or websites or pictures. So whatever you want me to put up, I'll give you the email address after we're done, and you can send anything that you would like. How much, when you do these retreats, I don't know how far you've already organized the one that you're doing in May. However, when you do these retreats, how much fasting is involved? And if there is no fasting, what is the food source while you are on this retreat?
What do you mean by fasting?
No, what do you go through? Is there, like, with this retreat being a week, do you go a day or 2 days or 3 days without eating?
Oh, no, 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 we go with eating. It would be too hard to go without eating, I think. Okay. That's another retreat. That's another kind of, because I think nutrition is very important. So okay. We think of vegetarian too. That I think that's the same. Everybody's self-confident.
Okay. What do you do for food when you're on these retreats? Do
normally
you bring
vegetarian
food with you?
Yeah, because okay. There we can find vegetarian restaurants and so on. But everybody can choose also his own way of eating.
Okay.
I think the inner things are much, much more important at first, and then you can say, okay, I want to change something else. Mm-hmm. And I go further on with my life, with my body, with my nutrition, with my exercises, and so on. So to put it all in 1 week would be too much, I think.
Okay. Okay. And how often? This retreat is in May. This one that you're organizing now is in May. When was the retreat before this one? Or how often do you have these actual retreats?
Normally, I had retreats in Germany, mm-hmm. On the northern island of Sylt. It's a very sophisticated place, very nice to stay there, very wonderful hotels. But I think some people like to go more over to the sun. Mm-hmm. That's why we don't have so much sun in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah. So Mallorca has wonderful beaches and the ocean, and I love the water. It's very magical. So it's the first time on Mallorca, and we plan to make much more retreats together with a friend of mine. So there will be a lot of interesting things upcoming.
Okay. And how long have you known your longest client versus how long have you known your shortest, the clients you've had the shortest amount of time?
Oh, that's a good question. The longest time. I have real good friends, meanwhile. Real, real good friends. And I see their lives that I'm very, very proud. Mm-hmm. Not only about my work, I'm proud that they have solved their problems, that they have a good relationship in the meantime, meanwhile, and they are happy and they are healthy, and I'm very, very proud of this. It's a long time now. I think it's almost 10 years now.
10 years,
and
okay.
The shortest client, yes, it's today, and there was somebody asked me if he can come over the Christmas holidays. So then you have to think about, okay, when will you have holidays? But I'm always there for people, for mankind. I'm always there, really always, because there are, every time in my life, I love to give. I love to give. That's it.
Yeah. Is there a particular time throughout the year? Like this is a pretty family-oriented, family-based this time of year, this holiday season, you know, with Thanksgiving and Christmas being so close together, you know, this is pretty festive holiday, family, holiday time. Is this time of year the time of year that you seem to get the majority of your clients, or does, I don't want to say it like this because I know it's not just a business for you. But during this time of year, does business pick up, or is there a particular time of year where you seem to have more people coming to you than other times of the year?
Yes, of course, much more people. And it's not only my business, it's my life frame, it's everything for me. So I understand people when they are getting a bit of sad, and it's a dark time. It's dark outside already, and yes, you are sitting candlelight, and it's not always romantic.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So this time of year is usually the time where you get the most people.
Yeah.
Do you think, and this just, you know, again, I really do believe that we are affected by more that we can't see than that we can see. If I really hope that makes sense. So, and you kind of touched on it just in your last response. Do you think that weather has anything to do with a person's emotional state or a person's emotional health?
Yes and no, it can be. It depends on how your nutrition is too. You can solve some problems with the light of the sun, with vitamin D, for example. But there are studies where people in Norway or in Denmark or in Sweden are also happy. So I don't think that's the way that. The way to happiness is the way to oneself. It's in yourself. And I'm deeply convinced of this. And
So you think if someone is emotion or is spiritually healthy enough and is actually spiritually alert enough, you think that they could be able to live anywhere? And as long as their spiritual health was intact, the weather wouldn't really affect them.
Yes, I think so. It's not only your spiritual thinking. It's only to take care of yourself. Everybody can do this. Every child can do this. And it would be the best if children would sit in school and instead of having stress, to have some minutes for themselves, just sitting in the corner. For 5 minutes only, close your eyes and think nothing. Try to think nothing, and you go back to the middle of your body.
Do you think that that comment brings forth this question? Do you think parents should teach their children how to meditate as much as they teach their children how to ride a bike?
Yes, why not? It would be wonderful. I would love to see this, but I'm a grandma. I'm still a grandma, but when I'm older, then I would love to see this, that my grandchild would sit and meditate, because it's wonderful. It's the best thing you can do.
Do you think that if you do bring it up, or if it is taught in a serious way, do you think a child would receive the same benefits of meditation that an adult would?
Yes, of course. You don't have to make it so strong. Think about hypnosis. Hypnosis, it's the same like you go into sleep. It's the same moment when you fell asleep. It's the moment before you fell asleep, you close your eyes and you have this wonderful feeling for getting away. It's the same. In meditation, you can take only some minutes for you, for yourself. For doing nothing. That's the only thing. You don't have to be very intelligent or old or something or spiritual for this. Only to go into your own calmness.
Well, Cordelia, I have to absolutely thank you, ma'am, for joining me today on the level. I had an absolute, I mean, it was very enriching for me and a bit educational, for me to have this conversation with you. We have come to the end. Is there any parting comment you would like to leave with my listeners as well? Other than your retreat that you're doing in May, What else do you have coming up in 2018?
I would love to come up with much more. Mm. If you have an idea or somebody else would have an idea, I would love to come. I thank you also very, very much. It was a very, very nice and pleasant conversation.
I loved it.
Yes, what I can say. We can determine our own lives.
Mm-hmm.
We are no longer helplessly exposed to any situation. But without self responsibility, this never works. We have all chosen this very good inclination to make our contribution to peace, and our soul has joyfully accepted this challenge. Yes.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Well, everyone, as you've heard, you know, in our conversation today, you know, spiritual health, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
You can let anger can consume you.
Yes.
I've even seen people that stay upset at someone after, you know, after they pass away, and it's like, who do you think you're really hurting there? So as long as you know, I'm sure we all, you know, when I say we all, I mean myself as well as you, the listeners, I'm sure that we all know someone who just lets everything bother them, and they're always in a bad mood. They're the first ones to get sick. You know, I've even heard people say, oh, that person is so mean, they're too mean to get sick, or they're too mean to die from illness. Yeah, that's not necessarily true, because some of the problems that we do have, you know, we bring on ourselves. So I hope that I was able to bring, and Cordelia was able to bring, a different perspective to you, my listener, as, you know, you have to worry about your spiritual health. And Cordelia said it best. It's not just you. It's the people that you have around you. It's the people that you have in your circle. It's the people you have in your space. You can be, if you think you're one of the best people out there, yeah, you know, who are you hanging out with? You know, we do live in a time where, fortunately or unfortunately, image seems to be everything. And we also live in a time where you are guilty or innocent by association. Just look at what's going on in Hollywood right now. Just look at what's going on in the whole scope of the entertainment industry. See some of these people that are having to step down, and you're like, wait, what? They did what? You know, and so it's all within us. And that's one of the biggest things I want to get across. Which is why I'm so blessed to have the platform that I have to be able to speak to people, because I am absolutely, there is not one person on this planet that I am better than. Not one. There is not one person on this earth that I can say, you know what, I'm a better person than they are. Maybe I may have taken the best advantage or taken full advantage of opportunities that came my way to propel me into the situation I'm in now, but I'm not better than anybody. I don't think anybody is better than anybody else, you know. So I believe once we get to, and if we can all get to a place where, you know, we don't believe we're better than, you know, and we have sympathy and empathy for those around us. You know, there was a saying when I was a kid, you catch more bees with honey than you do vinegar. Okay, so I don't necessarily know who really wants to catch a bee because you get stung, but still, it's the whole meaning of the saying is, be kind, be nice, and you will get better results. Again, I don't know what kind of a good result to be is, but I'm just saying, you be nice, be calm, and, you know, just think things through. So many times we do and say things out of anger, and we may not come to somebody and say, hey, you know, I feel bad about this, that, or the other. But within ourselves, you may be able to lie to a lot of people. You may be able to lie to every person that you come in contact with. But the one person you will never, ever in life be able to lie to is that person you look at whenever you look at yourself in the mirror. And if you have the ability to even lie to yourself, then you are definitely a special kind of person that I just don't need to be around. So... Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Station 2 here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.